Hello, Vay, you've joined in for a conversation on COVID-19. I'm Sneha Mordani. Today, there are a lot of good things to talk about. In fact, this morning, we spoke about how in the last 24 hours, 260 people in the country have recovered. This is the highest ever for 24 hours in the country ever since the outbreak of COVID-19 really started from the 30th of January. Our recovery rate has improved significantly. It has now gone up to 13% and even more. In fact, the Government of India has said that in the last 24 hours, we've seen more than 1,000 new cases and 23 deaths. However, overall, the increase in cases has slowed down in the country. The national doubling rate on an average stands at 6.2 days. This is being attributed to the lockdown. Before the lockdown, the doubling rate in the country was roughly about 3 to 4 days, is what the Government of India has said. The Government of India has also spoken about how the capacity has improved in the country in the sense that they are now capable of doing much more. The government says that the capacity for making 6,000 ventilators in a month is something that has been achieved. This, apart from the fact that we are still waiting for the consignment of 49,000 ventilators that we have ordered from other countries, mainly from China. CSIR labs in India are working on indigenous production of antivirals that have shown promise, is what the government says. Also, the other information given out by the government is particularly heartening. There are some states, in fact, there are 19 states where the doubling rate is actually more. So they are doing better than the entire nation on an average. Kerala is one among these states where the cases have stabilized, the curve has flattened. All in all, the indication from the government is that things are moving okay. There are some states, however, which continue to report the maximum number of cases. The increase in cases also is much more in these states. For example, in Madhya Pradesh, in Maharashtra, in Delhi, in Telangana. These continue to be the problem areas in the country. However, because no one-size-fits-all solution is something that the government is looking at, they have divided the country into three zones: the red zone, the orange zone, and the green zone. From the red zone, which is the cluster outbreak or the containment zone, the movement to an orange zone is expected in 14 days if that place does not report cases. A complete transition from a state moving to the green zone from the red zone requires up to 28 days of no cases being reported. Until the 3rd of May, we have to continue to prove that we are in a position and we are capable of cooperating and adhering to the lockdown rules, because it seems to be helping. It really is worth it. Stay safe, be cautious. Thanks for joining in.